Welcome to Pet Tips. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and we are going to talk about, is fostering right for you? And I was over at the SPCA Tampa Bay the other day to make my quarterly donation and to check out the kitty cats and the dogs and the rabbits and so much more, even iguanas. They're not for adoption, but they have them there. So I asked them, you know, is fostering right for you? And they told me a few things. So when you're deciding whether to foster animals, consider if you're available and can provide time, because fostering requires a big time commitment from daily care to attending wellness appointments at the shelter. And space, if you're a foster volunteer, you must be able to provide a safe, secure space for your foster animal to stay. Care, being a caretaker for a foster animal, can be very fulfilling, yet very challenging at times. And so be sure you're ready to take on that fostering, all that it may bring, the good and the bad. So at the SPCA Tampa Bay, foster volunteers need to be 18 years or older for all other pets in the volunteer's home to be up to date on vaccinations, and that volunteers have reliable transportation. And you know, there are other places that you can foster as well. And our friend Allison Barlow was here. She did this for a long time. So we'll put some lists of other places. So at the SPCA, animals that qualify for our foster program are nursing mothers and their kitty litters, cats and dogs with qualifying medical conditions, puppies and kittens needing extra care, pocket pets on pregnancy watch. Okay, that's a guinea pig, a rabbit, a mouse, a hamster, and a rat. And birds and reptiles with qualifying medical conditions. Now, the SPCA Tampa Bay helps you care for your foster pet by training and supporting the foster volunteer, medical care for the foster volunteer, and all necessary supplies, bowls, toys, litter, puppy pads, food crates, leashes, and playpens. You, as the foster volunteer, need to do the daily care and cleaning of your animal, transportation to and from the shelter for pickup appointments and return in an approved transporter, a loving home, and socialization and affection. So why is rescuing a kitty so important to shelters, from the Humane Society to Pinellas County Animal Shelters? Well, you know, when you bring a rescue kitty into a foster home, it frees up space for one of the rescues that wouldn't be able to be taken in otherwise. And more foster homes mean more cats can be saved. Some cats come into the shelter in great physical and mental shape and go out for adoption right away. They may not need fostering. However, the support of a foster family who takes in a long-term case means more resources are available to quickly transition the ready-to-adopt kitty. Keeping adopted cats in their own homes is kind of important. So a foster home for a rescue cat is really helpful, especially if that cat has behavioral issues. It's a chance for them to discover and work through those. And it gives them training and socialization. And it allows a little kitty to decompress and readjust before adoption. And that can be the difference between a successful adoption and a return to the rescue. I know that my cat Simon came to us at 1.5 years. He was a little bit of a troublemaker. You know, he was returned back to the shelter. So in the case of rehabilitation, fostering is wonderful for kitties going through medical recovery, and it resolves, again, their behavioral problems and their need for socialization, and helps them manage the emotional and physical reaction to having gone through a medical procedure. So having that calm space and someone dedicated to helping the cat heal makes for a smoother and speedier recovery. So it also helps cats in need. So we tend to think of rescue cats as strays living on the street. Well, that's true for many cases. It's not always. So some owners have to give a cat up if they're not able to care for them financially, or after the hurricane when they're dislocated from their homes. And sometimes elderly pet owners may find they're unable to keep up with their physical demands. So, you know, fostering an older cat and seeing if it's right in your home, that's also. So helping cats in needs is really important. And you know, the cat shelter, a good cat shelter, will provide pre-adoption assessment and adjustment. So it's a safe bet that a kitty in the rescue environment isn't showing their true personality. So the shelter staff does conduct a behavior assessment to get to know the cat as best as they can. But if you move the cat into a foster home, you can help discover that cat's true personality and what would be best for that cat or for the dog. So for those of you that have animals at home, kitties and dogs, you know that it's good for your physical health. So it actually decreases your blood pressure. Several studies show that heart attack patients with a pet at home survive longer than those without a pet. It increases physical activity overall and lessens anxiety, and it increases social engagement. So that is really important. Please, please, please consider fostering a cat. You know, it's a good idea to foster a cat before you bring it into your home as well. So you've been listening to Pet Tips with Annette Weiser. If you want to find out more about foster care and become a foster coordinator, please email foster@spcatampabay.org, spcatampabay.org, and check out the other approved animal shelters in Pinellas County. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, get a fur baby and help out.